Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode of the Dreamer's Path podcast, we're going to take a deep dive into nature, creativity, and rewilding our lives. Very often, I can feel a real yearning to get back to nature. And during the first lockdown that we experienced, that daily 30 minutes permitted walk outdoors was the best part of my day. During lockdown, I really found myself craving more of nature. But one of the things that really landed for me throughout that period of being at home more than ever before was that we don't always have to turn outward to look for nature outside of ourselves. Very often, it's actually about turning inward, looking within, and realizing that we are nature, that nature is a part of us. I believe that nature and the universe, it's like a giant cosmic mirror, and if we look closely enough into it, we can see our own reflection. Whenever I'm out in nature, I really feel that the divine voice can be heard through our environment. There's something very soulful about the natural world, and it really feels like it leaves an imprint on my spirit. Nature can teach us so much if we listen to it and if we tune into it with each and every one of our senses. It teaches us to slow down, that there's no need to rush, that everything will be achieved in its own perfect divine timing. The seasons change, flowers grow, all of nature trusts and has faith in its own ability to do exactly what it was created to do. We can learn so much about going slow and going with the flow and calm contentedness from observing the natural world around us. When we observe sunlight, for example, we can see that sunlight shines onto all things everywhere, and we can see that its own brightness is not dimmed. And I really think that there's a powerful lesson in this for each and every one of us about shining our own light and knowing that it will not be dimmed, no matter how gloomy the surroundings or how brightly we allow ourselves to shine. When we observe the seasons too, spring, summer, autumn, and winter, we can see that each season has a lesson that can teach us more about who we are. As I record this here in the UK, we find ourselves in early autumn, and autumn is a beautiful season where we can really discover more about what it means to let go, to release. We can really follow the example of the falling leaves and drop what no longer serves us or is holding us back. Winter really teaches us to rest and to conserve our energy in our root. Winter really teaches us a frosty lesson in hope, in knowing and believing that warmer days and sunlight will return in the spring, along with renewed energy, new life, abundance, and growth. Spring teaches us about our creative power and energy to bloom. And summer teaches us a beautiful and powerful lesson about our own ability to bloom and blossom and thrive, really enjoying the fruits of our creativity and our creative endeavours. One of the things that I think is really important is to accept the changing seasons exactly as they are now. To accept and look for the good in the season of our life that we are in now, in this very moment. And not to always look ahead or behind and wish that it was spring or summer. Seasons change just like the ever-shifting weather systems of our moods. Our moods, emotions, and feelings are all much like the weather. One moment we might feel sunny and happy, and the next moment we might feel sad and stormy and glum. But just know that however we feel in this moment, it will pass and it will change. Sunshine is never far away. Moods are very much like the weather. They will pass and they will change in the blink of an eye. As a Brit, I also understand the importance of weather as a topic of conversation. It seems that talking about the weather here in the UK is a bit of a national pastime. The weather is really something that affects us all. And when we talk about it, it's really just a way of connecting. It's really a patch of common ground. And just as nature is a way into conversation and relationship with someone else, I believe that nature is something that we are also in relationship with. And much like any good relationship, respect, gratitude, appreciation and care are all part of it. I believe that nature gives us so much, and it's our duty to be thankful for this and to also give back. The relationship that I have with the natural world is really one of enchantment, because so much of nature is mysterious and unknown. It really sparks my imagination and curiosity. For so many creatives, nature is really a great source of inspiration. There's a real poetry to nature. Carl Sagan once said, "If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe." Now, I really love this quote, not only because it's playful, but also because it hints at the fact that there's so much more beyond the surface of what we can see. There are secrets that lie hidden and veiled beneath the known observable universe. Samuel Taylor Coleridge said that poetry is the best words in the best order. And as a writer, the words that I choose are always trying to express the truth that is behind all things. I try to choose the right words that express the more beyond the surface level. And nature really is such a potent source of truth, beauty, wonder, and creativity. Being outdoors is truly a sensory and felt experience. And to our creative soul, which reflects the soul of nature itself, all of nature is beautiful, even mud and soil and dirt, because this is a substance from which things grow, from which we grow. So many of us feel a real desire to get back to our wild self because we feel intuitively and instinctively how much good being outside in nature does for us. Nature has an essence and an energy that is intrinsically beneficial to us. The Japanese practice of Shinrin Yoku, or forest bathing, has been shown in countless studies to be so helpful to mind, body and soul. Forest bathing involves taking a deep and mindful walk into the woods for well-being purposes, and is something that I've loved to do since I was a little girl. Enjoying the changing colour show of the seasons when we walk in the woods is so special and such a sacred tonic. Some simple ways to rewild our life and to bring nature back into our everyday is to get outside when we can. Perhaps we could eat al fresco or meditate outdoors. We can go on a mini adventure and discover our local green spaces. We can try an active movement meditation where we get outdoors and really tune in to each and every one of our senses, which helps us to tap into a mindful and meditative state. We can even bring the outdoors inside our home by surrounding ourselves with air purifying plants. We could grow herbs on our windowsill, or we could place a bird feeder or a bird table outside our window. I live in the mountains and the treetops, and right outside my office window, I can always see birds, and I've really enjoyed, over lockdown, learning the different names of the birds that I can see. This is something that's really helped me to connect with the natural world outside my window. So much so that I now call the room that I write in the eyrie or the eagle's nest. For the dreamers amongst us, nature is a rich source of symbols and creative inspiration. Vincent van Gogh once said, "For my part, I know nothing with any certainty, but the sight of the stars makes me dream." Starlight, the cosmos, nature itself just really taps into our heart and soul space, inspiring us to create. I believe that our imagination is a divine part of nature because we are a part of nature. If I can leave you with one thought, it will be this: to plant your creative seeds, to water them, to tend to them, and to have faith that they will bloom, but not to live in a state of waiting, where we're constantly striving for the bloom and blossom of summer. My intention is to dream and create, but never to forget to appreciate the roses that are blooming today. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk, where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.